The gospel reading for Ash Wednesday always comes from the Sermon on the Mount, from Matthew chapter 6. And I actually decided after I gave Shella to read the longer reading that's in the lectionary. So starting with verse 1 through 6, and then 16 to 21. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your heavenly parent who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have already received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your heavenly parent who is in secret. And God, who is in secret, will reward you. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have already received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your heavenly parent who is in secret. And God, who sees in secret, will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures here on earth, where moth and rust consume, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We begin a journey today that we call Lent. 46 days, 40 days, and 6 Sundays. We travel from tonight until the 7th Sunday, which is Easter. And it is a journey we make with followers of Christ across this world and across time. We join with millions of other Christians to make this journey together. On this night, I believe, we remember especially Christians who are in places of struggle and grief, those who have lost ones to the pandemic, those dealing with hardship and poverty, those dealing with war. We remember Christians in Ukraine and in Russia, in northern Ethiopia, in Myanmar, in Syria and Afghanistan, and in all those places we don't hear in the news, and yet they are people seeking to follow Christ, dealing with challenge. We pray for them, and we hold them in God's light and love, and we pray for peace. And so it's fitting that this is Ash Wednesday. Pope Francis called for this to be a special day of prayer for peace. The symbols of Lent are always dust and ashes and the sign of the cross. This journey begins with admitting our limits, our finiteness, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Remember that you are dust. And we receive the mark of the cross on our foreheads, remembering that we are creatures, not the Creator. Our lives are fragile, limited. We are vulnerable and often broken, often failing to be what God wants us to be. The Genesis story tells us we were made from the dust of the earth. So today we remember that as we begin this journey. We embrace that we are creatures. It's God who made us and not we ourselves, the psalm says. It is a blessing to remember that we cannot make ourselves, we cannot sustain ourselves, we cannot save ourselves. We are always dependent on God's mercy and grace. And God's mercy and grace is always available, always abundant. We mark ourselves with ashes. The ashes from Palm Sunday that have been transformed by fire. Ashes are a sign of mourning and death. And surely right now we know about death. But we remember that as we are born, we also will die, that life and death are connected. And we remember that as we receive ashes. But ashes are also a sign of repentance. Lent calls us to repentance. And repentance is not just about feeling guilty. Although if we are guilty, it is a time to confess and to seek to change. But repentance is about a confession that reaches out to God in trust. Repentance is about turning to God, knowing we can find forgiveness and mercy and begin again as many times as we need forgiveness and to begin again. But repentance is more than that. Repentance is about transformation. As Cynthia Bourgeau has helped some of us learn, the Greek word for repentance, metanoia, literally means moving into the larger mind, to move from our small selves into the one self that holds us all. Repentance is about dying to the old egoic operating system and being born again and again and again into new and larger consciousness. The consciousness that we are all part of the one spirit that energizes and flows in all of us and all that is. Because we're not just made of dust and we're not just made for ashes, we are also spirit. God's spirit breathes in us. God's spirit inspires us and blows in us and among us. God's spirit of love recreates and transforms us again and again. We cannot transform ourselves. We cannot remake ourselves. We cannot, no matter how hard we try, no matter what disciplines we manage to pull off, we cannot do all that is needed to become the people we want to be. We all need mercy. We all need grace. And at best, we learn slowly to be more open, to let go and let God, to know that we're not in control and be glad that it's not all up to us. The journey of Lent's about letting go, about living more freely and openly. It's about unclenching our fist, breathing more deeply, trusting that God is always with us in our living and our dying. Trusting that no matter what comes, God's love holds us. Jesus said, whoever would save their life will lose it, and whoever will lose their life will save it. On this journey of Lent, we walk with Jesus, the one who didn't just teach those words, but live them. Paul says he emptied himself. He gave his life away. He let those hosannas, those palms be turned into ashes. All the glad shouts, all the joyful sounds, all the praise and adoration turned to nothing but ashes because he would not misuse his power. He would not coerce anyone to follow him. He gave his life away for love. He was faithful even unto death, death on a cross. So today we receive his mark, his symbol on our foreheads. This is the third eye, Eastern tradition teaches us, the place where our spiritual selves are opened up. We put his cross there, and we say again, we will follow. We will make this journey with Jesus. We will trust in God's love. We will give ourselves away. We will let go and let God lead us. We will let our hearts be with him. We will let our treasure be with our heavenly parent. We will trust the Spirit's movement in us. Amen.